Illumination. Where are the sprinklers in my yard? Illumination. Where are the sprinklers in my yard? Now, that might seem to be a very unimportant question, but where are the sprinklers in my yard? Every one of us have a garden, we have a yard, we have an outdoor area, we have an indoor area, we have whatever we have, but we all ask the question, where are the sprinklers in my yard? To what do I give attention to in my life? To what do I give attention to in the things that I am doing in my world? Where is my attention given? Where is my thought given? Where do I place my thought and realize what I'm thinking about? Now, just for instance, I have a garden. Oh, my garden has all sorts of petunias and roses, and it has gladiolas, and it has all sorts of flowers. And I water them nicely, and they grow beautifully, and I fertilize them nicely, and they grow nicely. And then I also have other things. I have a grass that grows, and where do I have my sprinkler set for the grass that grows? How do I give my attention to the grass? Do I want it to grow smoothly, evenly, perfectly? Do I have the sprinkler system ideally established in my yard? Where are the sprinklers in my yard? Do I have a grand field of flax? Do I have a grand field of rice or corn or wheat or hay? And do I irrigate them in the Southern California skies? Do I irrigate them with water so that they will grow abundantly and give me great and wonderful harvests? And how do I prepare them for that? Do I make sure the water goes where it's going to do the most benefit? Do I make sure the water goes where it's going to bring forth the greatest harvest for me? Where are the sprinklers in my yard? I have attitudes that come into my life quite often. And the attitude says, I feel perfect, I feel wonderful, I feel fantastic. And I like to nurture that attitude. So I speak that attitude. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And in saying that, I empower that. In saying that, I turned on the sprinkler system in that area of my garden to say I like me, to say I'm wonderful. And that's all that it is. When I want a garden in a physical sense, and I want to have beautiful and wonderful, I turn it on. I turn on the moisture, and I put the nurturing fertilizers and so forth in there so that it'll grow beautifully. Yes, I do. Now, I do the same thing with my mental garden. Now, what sort of a mental garden do I have? Do I have a mental garden that is beautiful? Do I have a mental garden that is 40 acres? Or do I have a mental garden that has a dimension, that has a depth, that has a necessity for various fertilizers to bring it forth? What sort of a thing would I need in my mental garden? What sort of attitude would I need in my mental garden to bring it forth in the most beautiful, wonderful, fabulous way? I know how to water my garden. I know how to put the sprinklers on. I know how to place it so it doesn't flood it, and it gives plenty here and not too much there, but all just the right amount. And when it has had enough, I turn it off and I go on to other things. But I make sure that in my garden, whatever it requires to grow a beautiful crop, to grow a beautiful harvest that will bring me bountiful dividends, I do that perfectly. I water my garden. I water the ground. I don't flood it. I put fertilizer on my ground. And the fertilizer is, I like me. Oh, yes. I do all these things because I want results from my garden. Must we hit ourselves on the head with a sledgehammer to say, hey, look, the garden of your mind, the garden of your body, the garden of your world, the garden of your 40 acres, they all are managed in the same beautiful way. They're all managed in the same beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, glorious way, the way of saying all is in divine order now. So, my garden hasn't been doing too well. I've been a little mopey. And I feel maybe I should get more vitamins, more minerals, more water. And maybe I should get more of this or that or the other thing. So, what do I do? Now, I don't always have those things, and my garden still has to grow sometimes without having the nutrients that it needs, but it gets enough nutrients basically from the soil and from itself. And just like me too, I get enough basic nutrients from my body and from who I am and from the air and from all that's around me. Now, how do I sprinkle my garden? How do I set the sprinkler system in my garden? Now, I know that my garden needs to have moisture to grow. I know that my human garden, my garden in my being, needs to have adequate moisture to grow, adequate substances to support it. Now, how do I give it to it? Well, I simply give it to it by saying, I like me. And then I say, let's see, my garden would enjoy some, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see all in divine right order. I see all in divine right order right now. I surround you in my pure white light of love. Hey, that's not fertilizer and moisture and sunshine. Oh, yes, it is. Every garden has its own requirements. Every garden has its own needs and expectations. And every garden brings forth results based upon how well we understand those needs and those expectations and how well we supply them. Now, how well do I supply the needs of my mental garden where I am going to be a singer and I will sing? So I sing and sing and sing, and so I take lessons in singing. So I train my voice, and I train my voice to sing beautifully and wonderfully. I do everything with my throat, and I do everything with my lungs and my diaphragm. I do everything with the muscles of my body. I keep myself vibrant, dynamic, alive. And then when I sing with glorious response to this body that I have nurtured and taken care of, and I have watered, and my sprinkler system was all on in the perfect place. I've done everything in perfect divine order. Yes. And it is wonderful. Very wonderful. Now, how is it wonderful? It is wonderful because it is magnificent. It is wonderful because it is the way that it is to be tended. It is to be water. It's a way for the sprinkler system to be turned on. That's the way it is. It's pure and simple. If I have that inner illumination that tells me what to do, that tells me how to do things, that tells me how to live my life, if I have that inner illumination that tells me what good and wonderful things are to take place in my world, then it is so. Then it is so. And I am the one that makes that decision every moment of my life. I am the one, through my inner illumination, knowing where are the sprinklers in my yard. How are the sprinklers in my yard to be operated? How are the sprinklers in my yard to be conducted? How am I to be conducted? How is the world around me to be shown in its wonderful, magnificent form. How is it to be done? And it's to be done beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly. Where are the sprinklers in my yard? I can tell by the areas that are most abundantly, gloriously blooming. Where are the sprinklers in your yard? You can tell by where your area of happiness is and where your area of delight is in all areas that you could ever dream about. This is who you are. This is what you are. This is all that you are. And this is what life's all about. Be the illumination in your life, in your garden, in your world, in yourself. Be the illumination that says to you, all is in divine order. Be the illumination in you that says, all is perfect and good and beautiful. And when you say that, and you know that, and you live that, and you are that, then indeed life is an exciting adventure. And that's all that she writes, and that's all that's necessary. So, my dear beloveds, have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.